So basically, we're doing a Tosfos on Lamed of an Aleph and Chulin, Hashochet B'Shnayim Hashochet Mekamos. Oh. So basically the question in the Gemara is, does Shechita have to be noticeable? Does it have to create like a noticeable cut in the... does the effect of the Shechita have to be noticeable in the animal? Okay. That's the way it comes up, and it's not clear what that means exactly, is that it says, Rav holds that if you shecht it in two or three places, it's okay. You can shecht the animal in two or three places. Okay? And Shmuel says, no, you can't do that. That's not going to be noticeable. Okay, so the question is, what's the case? Tosfos assumes that a Shechita has to be at least a majority, 51% of the semen, of each of the pipes. So Tosfos assumes that it can't be that you're doing two cuts, which are 30% each, because then you don't have rov. You can't join together. That's a premise in Tosfos, is that you can't join together two small cuts. So you have to do a cut, which is at least 50%. So now how could it be that a 50% cut... that cut is noticeable, so who cares if you also do other cuts in other parts of the semen? Who really cares? The point is the shechita is going to be noticeable. You have a big gash, 50% gash in the semen. So how does it hurt you, the fact that you also have other cuts which are smaller? What's the difference? Right? Practically. I mean, what do you mean it's not noticeable? Yeah, it's noticeable. Sure it is. Okay? So he says, for Rashi... this is his interpretation of Rashi, that you have to be a little imaginative here about the simon, but he says like this, is that if you cut one gash, which is 50%, 51%, then it's going to be a wide open gash. Okay, it's going to make a big opening at the base hashchita, where you make the cut. Presumably something like to do with, because the skin is taut on both sides of it, and so what's going to happen is that the skin's going to like pull itself together on both sides, and it's going to create like a big opening in the skin. But he says that if you also cut a small cut a little bit away from the Makom Shechita, let's say on both sides or something, so then the skin is not going to be taut anymore on the two sides of the gash. And therefore, what's going to happen is it's not going to spread out in a big manner. It's not going to be very spread out. Right? So therefore, it's not going to be noticeable. Okay? So the cut, when you make a 50% cut, even though it's a very big cut, the reason what makes it noticeable is that it spreads out in a wide way. But if you cut in different places prior, if you prior to the shechita, you cut the skin a little bit, the simen a little bit, it's not going to end up being noticeable. Okay, it's not going to be noticeable. So the position of Shmuel is that shechita has to be neker. It's not just that physically you've cut a majority of the semen. Rather, shechita is like an apparent action. It's an action which is apparent. It's a noticeable destruction of the semen. That's a kind of an action. Certain actions, part of their identity is that they're noticeable. And he holds that part of shechita is not just based on the underlying biological reality, but it's almost like a mutilation of the semen. And if you technically cut a majority, but it's not clear and it's not noticeable, it's not apparent, then that's not shechita. Shechita, part of the shechita is the apparent quality of the action. We said certain actions are like that. Like you said, if you conquer a nation or something, conquest has to be noticeable. If you manage to undermine their infrastructure, but it's not noticeable, you could it lacks in your conquest. Because part of the action is the apparent destruction. So what you're saying is that we don't know why. I'm not sure why the Torah would demand it, but Shmuel holds that's the what. Part of the action, the Maisa Shechita, is an apparent action. Whereas Rav just says, no, it's like it's a technical action. As long as you cut Rav, who cares? Okay? Okay, so now, we're going back to the beginning part of Tosfos. So Tosfos has a little bit of a problem of learning this way. Because the Gemara had a problem. The Gemara had a problem because it says two people could hold a sock and then cut. Right? The Gemara says that's kosher. You have two people holding a sakin and cut. Right? So even if one is above and one is below, it's still good. Right? So what does that imply? What does that imply? That implies that you could have a shlita in two different places. Right? One above, one below. But Shmuel holds, no, shlita has to be nicker. And therefore it has to be in one place, because otherwise it's not going to be nicker. Right? Right? So he's saying, he has like a little bit, right, so that's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara ends up answering, no, it's really two people holding one long knife, two sides of like a two-sided knife, and they're really shefting, it's one cut, it's not two cuts. That's what the Gemara ends up answering. But
double,
I mean,
double-bladed?
Yeah, like a double-bladed or double-handled knife, I guess. A double-handled knife. And you're holding a handle on both sides, so you end up really, it's two people shefting it, but it's really one knife. But the simplest way to interpret it is that it's two knives. And it's saying that you can have two people cutting the simon, even though they're in two different locations, which seems to contradict Shmuel's halacha that shechita has to be in one location so that it's noticeable, right? Ah, now Tosis is bothered. He says, "Why not just say?" And I don't exactly get the pshat here, like the biot anatomy, but he's saying, "Why not just say it's talking about where both of them are cutting, two people cutting with the knife, different locations, but they're both cutting rove." And in that case, he seems to learn, then it definitely will be noticeable. I don't exactly understand the anatomy of the thing, but he's saying is that if you first cut a little bit and then a big gash, then that little bit will kind of smooth it out, and the thing will be noticeable. But if you cut two cuts, which are both a majority, then it's going to all be noticeable. Then the smoothing out thing isn't going to work. But let me work out the facts. I mean, that's his fact. That, I mean, we're just theorizing about how the anatomy works anyways. But his fact is that if you cut a little cut and a big cut, it's possibly not going to notice the big cut, and it's going to get noticed, it's going to get smoothed out or whatever, and it's going to look like it's not cut, or it's not a rove. But if you have two roves, then he's saying it's going to be clear, and it can't cover them both up. One of them is going to be clearly a rove. You can see one of them, and it's going to be rove. So therefore he says, so why is the Gemara asking Akasha from the case of two people cutting in two different locations? Because there, I'll tell you, they're both doing rove. That's not our case. Our case is talking about where you cut a little cut first and then a big cut. But you can't ask Akasha on Shmuel from this Brisa, which isn't clear that it's talking about two, one small and one big. Right? Ah. So he answers like this, okay? And this is really what I'm get to. There's not many Moskami here. But he answers, no. Because let's say he's talking two people simultaneously cutting the rove, right? Now one guy is going to get to rove first, right? They're not going to simultaneously get to rove. So one guy is going to get to rove first, okay? So when one guy gets to rove, the other guy still did a mia, right? Still did less than rove, right? Now at that moment, the guy who did rove isn't going to be nicker, right? It's not going to be nicker because of the small cut next to it is going to whatever make it not noticeable. Oh, so then at that moment it becomes possible, right? And since it's possible, it doesn't then become kosher when his friend finishes and gets his rove. Okay? You can't go backwards. Once it's possible, it's possible. That's right. So in other words, since it's not going to be simultaneous, one guy is going to get rove first. The guy who gets rove first is going to be not nicker, because the other one yet hasn't had rove. And then it's too late. And it's possible, and then that's it. It's possible, nevela. Forget it. You're done. Okay? So apparently, in his Havimina, he thought he is holding that as long as one of them ends up being nicker, it's okay. Right? Apparently he didn't hold that. I don't know. That's what we have to figure out. Somehow he did. It sounds like a reasonable argument. I mean, unless you're going to say he held, no, you could do it simultaneous, but I mean, it doesn't seem like it's hard to say that's his change. He thought you could do it simultaneously again, now you can't. Right? It just seems like that's a given. Obviously, I don't get exactly the same time. So if that's the case, otherwise it should say only if they do it exactly at the same time, but that's not unreasonable. It doesn't say that, so he's assuming no, even if they're not at the same time. So apparently in the Avina he would hold that would still, that would be okay, because Balman is one of them is going to be nigger. Kamash Malan, no, it's not true. First one is going to become possible, and then there's no turning back. Okay, so maybe like this. Maybe the question is, there's two ways of viewing this halacha that a shechita has to be nekar. Okay? You could say that there's a positive requirement. This is the way we are looking at it. The shechita has to be noticeable. Shechita has to be noticeable. Right? Has to be an apparent action, has to be a noticeable action. Or you could say that a shechita, which is not nicker, is like a psul in the shechita. Okay? In other words, one way is it's just like a requirement in the shechita. You need a positive requirement of nicker. Otherwise, it fails to meet the criteria of shechita. The other way is like a shechita she'eino mefuras, a shechita which is not nicker, is a psul, it's a posel of the shechita. Okay? What's the difference? The difference is this. Because if you say that it's just a positive requirement that has to be nicker, so then, listen, at 51%, it wasn't yet nicker, right? But by the time I'm done, like I'm still shechting, I'm not only doing 50%, I'm going to do 100%. Yep. By the time I'm done, it's a nicker shechita. So who cares if you freeze frame it at that moment, it wasn't good. Okay, so at that moment, the 51% wasn't enough to kasher, because it was 51, but it wasn't a nicker 51. It wasn't a row of nicker. But by the time I'm done, it's a row of nicker.
Yeah.
So therefore, it should be fine. So by the time I'm done, the other guy is also 50%, so then bottom line is, the shechita has the quality of being a nicker. It's a noticeable shechita. Right? But if you say, Tosus is saying no, Shechita she'eino mefuras is a psul. So at that moment, when you get to 51, you have a shem shechita, and there's a psul in the shechita. A psul, you can't remove a psul. Psul means it's disqualified. The meat is nevela. So it's not just an absence, but it's a positive posel of the shechita. A hidden shechita, a covered shechita, a noticeable shechita is a posel. So therefore, now 51% that has the amount for shechita is rov, and it's not nicker. So that's a psul. So then it can't reemerge. But the Havamina was looking at it not as a posel, but as a requirement. So just because you don't have the requirement at the 51%, you could finish it. As long as you get the requirement when you, by the time you're done, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
This is a chiddush, because I wouldn't have thought this way. I wouldn't have thought it's a posel. I just would have thought that it's a positive din, is that shechita is cutting rov. Now, which is true, it has to be nicker, so that's an added requirement in your shechita. That has to be apparent. But he's saying is that since it's a requirement in shechita, Shmuel is not just saying it's a requirement in shechita, but since it's a requirement, it registers halachically as a posel. That's like a further halachic mechanism, so to speak, is to introduce that the Torah set up a posel in shechita. It's positing more than saying one thing to posit that there's a requirement that shechita has to be nicker. It's another thing to say that the Torah posited a psul shechita of eino nicker. That's like mechanistically, it's like another halachic structure of a posel, as opposed to just imbuing a quality, the necessitated quality in the shechita. It's a chiddush. To me, it's a chiddush, but that's the way Tosfos is learning. I mean, that's his maskan. I guess he's forced to learn it by the question. Okay, now Rabbeinu Chananel gets around this problem differently. It doesn't seem like... See, Rashi's way, I mean, this whole thing is a little bit contrived, it seems. The whole anatomy of the thing, about making it not nicker and all that, you know? So, I mean, the Sheiltos, which we said learns like what Michael originally wanted to learn, is that you're doing two cuts which are 30% each. So they add together to a rove, and they're not nicker that they're rove, because, they're small cots. So you're making two small cots, or many small cots that are little. They're not going to be noticeable, and technically you have rove, but it's not noticeable because they're small. Right? But the Tosa doesn't buy that, because he holds that cots have to be one cut. You can't take little cuts and join them together. It's not going to be rove. You can't have it tziruf. cuts have to be the cut, you know, the hole in the skin. It has to be a big, you need a 50% cut. So the Tos doesn't buy that way of learning. Okay? But Rabbeinu Chanana learns differently. He says it's talking about, he seems to be going with Tosfos, that you can't have little cuts joined together. But it doesn't seem like he wants to learn this funny case, well, this funny facts about, you know, the little cuts minusing out the small cuts. So he says, what's it talking about where you cut in two places? He says it means on one simen, you cut the top. In other words, you cut a majority, a 50% cut of this of the windpipe above, high up on the neck, and then 50% of the food pipe low down on the neck. So you're doing it in two separate locations. Right, but each cut is really a 50% cut, or whatever, 100% cut, who cares? Right? You're just doing it at different locations on the neck. Right? So it's not nicker. Why is it not nicker? Because Shechita really needs two simanim. And why is it not nicker? Because you're going to look at it and you're going to see one of them. You're going to say, oh, you only cut one simon. That's not a good Shechita. So that's what Rabbeinu Chanana learns. He's learning that it's talking about two separate cuts. 50% for whatever cuts on two different simanim, one above and one below. Right? One above, one below. And that's the case, the machlokas. If you say it has to be nicker, he says that's not nicker. That's not noticeable. If you say that you don't need nicker, so then fine, it is. And again, why is it not noticeable? Why is it not noticeable? Ah, you made two massive cuts. So presumably, he's going to say it's not nicker because if you look at the top of the seven, you'll say, hey, only one seven is cut. Right? So, my question is that like, is that Pasha? Is Rabbeinu Chanana like Pasha? What's the problem? So one problem they say with Rabbeinu Chanana, there's a little bit of a practical problem. The case of the Mishnah, the Gemara, it says, Hashoche b'shnayim v'shloshim makomos. You cut in two or three spots. This kind of maxes out at two. Yeah, you don't have three. You can't explain three. Right, I mean, the other ways you can learn, you got two or three spots is two or three. You can have two or three. According to him, I don't know. It's really only two. So that's a big problem. It's not so. There's no real solution to that one. Right? That's what Tosfos says. He says, according to him, he's Lomash Kacha, Shloshim Kamos. It's very nice. It's very nice. Great idea. You worked it out, but it doesn't really work out because it doesn't say two, it says two or three. Right? So I don't know how everyone else is going to argue. Answer that. That's like, it seems like a, you know. Matter? The showstopper. What?
It said two or three, so we just took the case of two.
Oh, I know, but no, the question is, what does it mean when the Gemara says if you chef two or three?
He had three people doing it, but only one hit 51%.
No. He learns the case is where you have, not people, one person, he chefs the top of the windpipe and the bottom of the food pipe. So they're two different, so that's how he's learning that it's not nicker. Each cut is 51%, right. But it's not nicker because they're in different pipes and different levels. Right, because that was the problem. How do you have two cuts that are 51% or whatever, and they're not? It's not nicker. The cut obviously is gonna be nicker. So he wants to say because there's two different pipes. There aren't three pipes. There's only two pipes. So it's not. It doesn't. Right. So that's just a problem with him. But I'm not saying forget about that. Let's say it's two pipes. I'm saying is it pashut? Is Rabbeinu Chanana pashut that's a good way to learn? Let's say you didn't have that problem. Is there a chiddush in Rabbeinu Chanana learning this way? I mean, is it clear that that would be considered? I guess here's my question: is it clear that that would be considered eino neker? I mean, in terms, definitely it's a kasher shechita. You have rov yikapos amanim, right? So that's obviously that's fine. That's why in theory should it have to be at the same level. But what I'm saying, is it clear that that would be considered eino neker? Is that the same type of eino neker as let's say Rashi's eino neker or Tosfos eino neker, where you're cutting the cut it says neker, or even you're cutting two small cuts? Is that the same thing? What I'm thinking about it, and I'm not sure the answer to this, but here's what I'm thinking about, why it's not, to me, not so simple. Because, see, in the first cases, you're doing the cut itself is like an eino neker cut. Okay? You're making the cut, like normally cuts make a gash. Let's say Tosfos. Cuts make a gash. This is a cut which doesn't make a gash. So it's like a cut which is not a noticeable cut. Or you cut a small cut. So you can't see it. Two small cuts which reach 30%. You can't see them. They're small. Right? Too small or whatever. A lot of small little cuts. You can't see them. Right? Here, the cuts themselves are very nicker. What's not nicker about it is because a person assumes that the cuts are going to be in the same location, and therefore he makes like an error and thinks that you only cut one. But it's not. There's nothing about the cuts themselves which is not nicker. It's just that since they're in different locations, combined with the fact that a person doesn't consider that maybe they're in different locations, errantly, it makes that mistake, therefore it ends up, it's eino nicker. But it's not like you're doing a cut, which is an eino nicker cut, because the cut is the same as every single other cut. It's just that there's like an error in judgment. It's like the other one, it's not an error in judgment. It's really, look at it. You can look right at it. You can't see it. You have to start pulling it apart and separating it or whatever. It just is not. But the other one, it's if you'd simply look, you know, look up and down the whole siman, you don't have to move it, you don't do anything, you just look. You just look both parts of the siman, then it'll be nicker. Why is it not nicker? Because the guy errantly assumes that it's all cut in the same place. And he says, oh, you only cut one siman. What kind of shechita is that? So like that's like eino nicker now becomes like a function of like psychology or mistakes that a person's going to make, as opposed to just that it's eino nicker because the actual physiology, anatomy of the thing is really not nicker. It's not an error. The other one, it's not an error. A small cut, you just don't see it. It's small. It's not, right? In order to see it, you're going to have to pull it apart and separate it with your fingers. Or the other one where the skin flattens out and spreads out, so now it's eino nicker. Here again, the only reason it's eino nicker is because you don't look. Because you don't look, you stop looking at one siman, and you say, you look at one siman, you see it's cut, and you see the other siman right next to it. You say, oh, I only cut one. But that's because, hey, look down. Chacham, it's a little bit down on the pipe. You see they're both cut. It's perfectly nicker. You just decided to only take a view of one little part of the siman. So to me, that's a chiddush. That nicker includes like the normal psychological, you know, or I don't know how normal it is. It's kind of funny to me altogether that a guy would do that. But whatever, even if you want to say people make that mistake, it's like you're taking into account human error in terms of nicker, you know, which I kind of hear, but I could see arguing and saying, come on, that doesn't count. That's not considering a nicker. You know, nicker means that actually performing the cut in a way which makes it a non-visible. You know, makes it non-apparent. Here, it's the cut itself is perfectly visible. It's just that it's done in a way which accidentally becomes, because of the way it interacts with the person, it ends up not being visible. You know what I mean? So you could say that's a machlokas. I have to look again, but I think I saw the Ramban proves from later in the Gemara that everyone agrees this is considered a nicker. You can't argue that it's an nicker because later in the Gemara it's clear that it is. So I don't know if this is actually a machlokas, but whether it's a machlokas or just like a chiddush, to me it is a chiddush. It's like it shows you how far eino nicker goes. Eino nicker means, and you could argue, look, what does nicker mean? It means a person will notice it. So you got to take into account the be a person. You got to take into account his vision, his ability to notice small things, his ability to notice things which are on top and on the bottom. Like you take into account all the different parts of a human being. So you could argue, what's the difference? It's the difference if it's because his eyesight isn't keen enough to see it, or his psyche isn't keen enough to notice, to look up and down. So nicker means to a human being, to a normal human being. But still, yesh l'chalik. You know, to me, it's like, it's not as so simple that you consider that ain't a nicker. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I think that's Reichanal's Kiddush. Besides for that, the three pipes doesn't work out, you know. But I just think conceptually there's a Kiddush in Reichanal, which isn't necessarily, you know, it shows you the extent, at least according to him, of what Eino Nicker means. Okay, so assuming we're good with that, I mean, you can think that over. But if so, I think we're ready to go further. It's basically new sugya. The new sugya, I mean, I think I'll look at it again, but I think there's like a little bit of chashbun, but I think I want to skip to the next sugya. The next sugya is brand new sugya. There's a psul shchita called chalada. Okay? Chalada means like, it comes from, I think, it's like to hide. It's like from a chuldo, which is like a weasel or something, which like hides in the holes of houses, rashis, or something like that. But basically it means if you stick the knife in between the two simanim, not that you go from outside, but you stick it in between the two simanim, and then somehow you hide, you thereby like cut from in between the two. And it's like almost like the knife is hidden or something. So it's called chalada. You stick it in between the two simanim, and then you cut the simanim. Cut one and then cut the other, or something like that. So that's a psul shchita. You can't do that. Shchita has to be, you shecht it from outside, you cut them both. Not that you stick it in and then cut one. So it's going to we're going to get into, the different cases about when that is and when that isn't possible. So that begins, it's like on Lamed Amud Beis, it's like kind of the 10th line. 10th, 12th, maybe, I don't know. I'm reading it wrong. Hichlis, the second is similar to the Pascha. Okay, so it's basically separate. I mean, it builds a tiny bit references based on the Tosafot to Mefaras, but basically it's separate.